AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Biden administration official tells the AP Sam Cassidy, the man accused of killing nine people at a rail yard in San Jose, California, spoke of hating his workplace while he was detained by customs officers after a 2016 trip to the Philippines. Cassidy later killed himself. Sheriff Lori Smith tells the AP it looked like Cassidy had planned out who he was going to shoot.
He fired 39 rounds. There are no injuries, only fatalities, and that's very, very difficult.
The source says Cassidy had a memo book that had notes on how he hated the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, and he had books on terrorism. But when asked whether he had issues with people at work, he said no. The plan by Republicans in the Senate is to filibuster, to block a vote, to create a commission to investigate the January Capitol riot. President Biden reacted from Cleveland.
I can't imagine anyone voting against the establishing a commission on the greatest assault since the Civil War on the Capitol.
Gladys Sicknick talked to lawmakers today. Her son, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, was injured January 6th and died the next day. She was asked what lawmakers should keep in mind.
The country. This was to uphold the Constitution, and right now I don't think they're doing it.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission is unnecessary.
I do not believe the additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts or promote healing. Frankly, I do not believe it is even designed to do that.
James Halsall, a former NASA space shuttle commander, indicted on reckless murder charges in the tragic deaths of two girls, pleaded guilty to reduced charges in Alabama. Montana's attorney general issued an opinion labeling critical race theory and some anti-racism programs taught in schools as discriminatory and said they violate federal and state law. The Dow gained 141 points. This is AP News. Tens of thousands of people in Goma in Congo are being evacuated for fear of another volcanic eruption.
People fled in a panic from their homes, some leaving on motorcycles, whilst others walking to vehicles provided by local authorities. They've been advised to carry very little and that they won't be able to return until officials say so. 10 out of 18 neighbourhoods have been ordered to evacuate, as authorities warn an eruption could occur at any time. While the main city of Goma was previously spared, it's now under threat, with activity being reported under the urban area and Lake Kivu. An eruption under the lake could lead to the explosion of gas in the lake, which in turn could destroy parts of Goma and Gisenyi in neighboring Rwanda. I'm Karen Chamas.
A drug dealer in the English city of Liverpool thought he was a big cheese until police got all the evidence they needed to arrest him from a picture he shared of himself holding a small block of cheese. His palm and fingerprints were analyzed from the picture and police had their man. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.